friends. I'm turning this morning to 2 Kings and chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. I'd like to read verse 11. I am for a woman, a tosu menuno, iti enum, and chichemu bibiaku, and a dubaku. No, so 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 11. But Naaman was wroth, and went away and said, Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. We want to think this morning about thoughts that hinder our salvation. A kind of perception, mentality that hinder our salvation. These are some thoughts which hinder us from coming to faith in Christ. And it's quite important to take notice of them. Now, this man, Naaman, was a very important person. Today, you would call him chief of defense staff or something like that in our system, because he was the army general in Syria. Syria lay at the very north of Israel. And at the time of this event, Israel was actually under the influence of the Syrians. So Israel was serving the king of Syria. The king of Israel at the time was called Jehoram. He wasn't a godly king, and so God had permitted the Syrians to overcome them. Samaria yeka say, Ena papa ye from the Naamai oye nipa penyini pawo ni krom. It sounds like soldiers are more chroming in a now Yeshena say. In the Yeshena in Yam Ekasino, Syria for so a more Israel chrono one sorrow up from her. Now, and Nam say Israel Hene Jehoram, and now on one Kasa Oya Swadi Etian Yam Kuponti. No one ma Israel Eshe is Syria for us, Wakosha Syria for us, in the Esse Syria for Yeshe one so. Now, this man had a very, even though very, very important person, he had a problem. Well, my dear friends, I don't want to really cut in too quickly like this. It's one of the things in this world, friends, so don't be surprised. Nobody will have everything. Nobody will have everything. This is an important man. He's exalted, honorable in his country, but he has a deep problem. He was a leper, an incurable disease in those days. When you were a leper in those days, you knew you would die. You would die a slow and painful death. It was certain. They were only waiting for a time when he will actually be thrown out of the community. He will not be allowed to live inside the community. They will find a place for him outside the community where this important personality will have to be. And so his case was progressively becoming worse. Sam Reno, na so wakwata. And a draw any hunty say emri bri edua say you fi chromo and cause the sense you say you are in what about a fro. If you do beco chrono a tree baby, ne a kosh baby amao. For one dream boost of sapa paya or yen in pakesia a one chromi. I feel the baby if you know any fiempo near the narco sabiano. And so in spite of his importance, he faced that kind of humiliation, if you like. And so there was a need for a cure for this man. And so we are told in the scripture that the Syrians had come all the way down to Israel and had fought against them and had gotten away some slaves and taken them back to Syria. And among these slaves was a little maid who was serving in the house of this army general. We are not told her name, but scripture tells us that she was a little maid. So she must have been something in her teens, who knows? We cannot be sure. But a little maid. And she said, one time she was standing before her mistress, the woman of the house, the wife of Naaman, and she said, Oh, I wished that my master, the sir, were in Israel. Then the prophet of God would cure him. of his disease. You see, they took it seriously at once. It tells you how desperate they were. Otherwise, how would they take the words of a child that seriously? It tells you how desperate the case was. Saa Syria fue no mo aba Israel abefa ebi mo se nkwa edwon ko won krom na oba kitwa bi ya na metwe ni mapapa na ya wo a girl bi onwe die owo saa papa ye kana sem ne ama ni fie ho na ono na osom ne yere no nti o se ni uni hia bi bi at se ba ka se a housemate sa no nti da krona kodai anasa sa o bai e jina ne mother enim sa ma ni penyi no ka chen se o ma mi ye mo anka da o we Israel nti Israel kon shenyi no o be san yere fi no kwata no o sa ya kodai kitwa se a kind of phobia ho ntiyem fa no enwimre mu because ebezo no okasara but enam se akwe enwibre die nti akoda akasai no pomo fa ni serious so that within a short time that the words have gotten into the king's house that is a girl who is suggesting that if Naaman was taken to Israel who could be killed and the king took it serious and wrote a letter at once and said oh take this letter. Go to the king of Israel. I'm sending you on a kind of a high profile journey. You are going to the palace and tell the king that the very moment he receives this letter, he should make sure you are healed. And so Naaman took the letter and got all the gifts he was going to give to the person. It tells you how serious he himself was taking his problem. And so he took everything, clothes, money, and the things to be given as gifts. And he went to Israel, to the palace. He went there. And when he went, he presented a letter to the king, Jehoram at the time. And the king looked at the letter and saw the request and said, Oh, what is this man trying to do? Am I God to be able to heal and to cure leprosy, an illness nobody is able to cure? Oh, I think I can understand his motives. He's really trying to pick up a quarrel with me. He's only using this as a kind of a pretext. And so when I'm not able to do it, they say, hey, you see, I brought my servant, he didn't help him. And so I'm coming over to you again and take some more slaves or something like that. And so the king of Israel, as a sign of sorrow, tore up his clothes in those days. It is up a penny a money, a hint, ne hino and Casano, a man a letter, some femra Israel, no, but Uncle or Hino and Casau. Now Uncle Kanchen said, send a sakasa lette pa, on chasseya, sanea maniari. Into your deep buying, or bano, or didn't crow for buy it today, and Uncle Becker saw that V8 moon or buy it. With me and Taraj, or my monkey canoe, Mudidinichi, and Shaw Munam Kara Criminal, or more PPC, Sana, Mr. Obitim, the white young person, no more coyano, no more letter, no coma hino. Now, Hino can kind up and no or titin at Tadium say, ah, I didn't hear crush a show me, but me and young coupon me to me as a beer, then come carum for Yadia will be any missing to me cry and say, or send me a mean sonny, me who not genie, what shed I say? Or the way Ben will be some minson according ni yari and that's a mean to me. But the Jinasa can say, made my core by a one one na was sorry na ni me abakubio. And so the king of Israel was very sad. But Elisha had. Elisha ministered in Israel for about 60 years. He's an experienced man. He had served the Lord, proved the Lord many times. And so he heard that the king was very sad, so he's even torn his clothes. And Elisha said, go and tell the king, why have you torn your clothes? Bring the man to me, and he will know that there is a God in Israel. Bring him to me, and he will know that there is a God in Israel. Afi Elisha nyan kupon kon sheni isamre no. Ati se se na hini nwae, watiti natariye mu, isasani wira hududu. No say, Mumfa numbra, Munka can change so Mumfa papa numbra. No behu se nyanko pombi ewo Israel. Friends, that's not my main lesson, you know, but something always stirs you when you read things like this. My dear friends, I want to tell you that if a Christian is somebody who really knows the Lord, so that whenever he's faced with that big problem, yes, the problem may shake him for a while and make him restless for a while, but his mind will come finally to settle on this fact that there is a God. There is a God whom I know. There is a God I have put my trust in. And he is the one who is able to intervene and to bring down a blessing. Friends, to know the Lord is a deep, deep assurance in the soul, so that you throw yourself upon him in the depth of the most difficult troubles. Oma enyoma omo ye din kra omo wo so no problem se sisi enyoma ye ya esisi wa problem ni na no so mo wo so ni den kra e du be bra no ho ba no so ne re ni na kwahye sa no kra sa no wo se nyankopon bi wo ho minnim nyankopon bi e wa jimi e we rade Yesu Kristo mo. Friends, you know, if you really do not know the Lord, the trying thing is this: when deep troubles come, you will always be looking elsewhere. Elsewhere only. Even when you take God's name on your lips, you'll be looking elsewhere. You will never think, but let me go to the Lord. He is my hope. He is my God. He is my only running a refuge, place to go, my dear friends. And yes, sir, say, and you may do after a bomb, then we saw the Nibe Chimbi, the brain, why drink and Quanyan Copons, we won't even crown, and also the worker said, oh, and yes, and maybe warming, and yes, say, no, we did it. Why didn't them, baby, I would do it? But many and temporary distance because, and your mother pray with her. Indeed, momentarily, now what happened? So, Naaman took all his entourage, those who were with him, and came all the way to the house of Elisha. The door was evidently shut, and so he stood outside waiting. And then, to his surprise, Elisha sent a servant to come and tell Naaman, "Sir, the prophet says that I should tell you, now go down there to River Jordan and bath 7 times, and your body will be clean, and your leprosy will be cured." Naaman ebejina Elisha pono ano or can say concerning the baby. Ena Elisha smiles and can say, "Uncle Jordan in Sunumo, Nunco Jerry and Pen Isong, na ne Yadi and Beko." Then Naaman was so angry. And that's where our lesson begins. Look at verse 11 again. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." These are very strange words, and I'll tell you why. And yet somewhere a boy and so said, "Papa no krakas are saying." When the servant told him, Naaman became angry and said, "What? I thought, me Jimmy said, I thought he would come out and stand before me and then call upon his God and then rub his hand upon the disease and cure it." Do you see something strange here? I thought. But did he know Elisha? Did he know Elisha's God? How can he think and begin to form ideas by himself? Who gave him that information? Who told him that's how Elijah's God functioned? Who told him? "I thought." He formed his own opinions, his own ideas. "I thought." Friends, it's a great hindrance for those who want to come to the Lord to really get hooked up to their own ideas about Christianity. "I think God is like this and like this. I think don't worry. If you really want to go to heaven, well, you do this. And you want to ask him, who told you? He is thinking. He is forming the opinion. He doesn't care to ask. But who told me? Sapape, or sinat me jini se. In chan koshoni be pie. Na odinin sakra. Abe fen nyan kopon odinin sakra. Aye, yariano so na we ye friho. Na hani ye kase. Na oye deno nuan kasa efufa na jini. O nimi Elisha. O ishiya no pe. O nimi Elisha ni nyan kopon. O nimi sedi ye tsa Elisha ni nyan kopon ye ni jumafa. And people think a Christian, it is your own kind of form. You create your own. My dear friend, say, which us is a word you was our coin or so? When you mean sure, won't to me embay a Christony and Casapeno? If you think that the reason why you will never come to know the Lord is that, friend, before we come to God, we come and own up our ignorance of Him. It's the beginning of faith. You come and say, Lord, I know nothing. Even the little I know, I have abused it. I am ignorant. I know nothing. I do not want to form my opinions. Would you teach me? And some of my radius Christ or no, one can say, what to a dream chini effort ya would dream for Christ and some. Now what's the radium posso on wow? Said the abaya, we be to me Asia Manuna Quintiano. Friends, this is surprising. You know, years ago, there was a young man in our church back in Cape Coast. And he had a friend, both of them were members. This is really something somewhere around 2002 or 2003. So, you know, it's a long time ago. And so the young man, the friend of that young man was not attending services. You know, it's our church teaching, of course, in a rule that if somebody is not coming to meetings over a certain period, after all the encouragement and things like that, he loses his membership. He cannot be a member anymore. Of course, anytime he comes back again and is willing to seek help and things like that, everything can be restored again. That's the case. And so it's in the church constitution. And so after a while, that friend was taken out of the church membership, and we announced that to the church. And this friend of his wrote to us, of course, to me, and he said, well, I don't think this is right. I don't think the Constitution say anything. So what you are doing is really not in the Constitution. And then I and another brother sat him down, and this is the point of it. We sat him down and asked him, why are you saying this? So, well, I know that constitution say nothing like that. We are saying, please, well, you've been a member and we have been encouraging members to at least have a copy of the constitution. Do you have a copy of the constitution? He says, no. So, how did you know it is in the constitution or not in the constitution? You know his answer? I thought. I don't want to read. I don't want to find out. I think. You don't come to the law that way. You cannot come to the law that way. Wouldn't me may radio ha? Yeah, I won't in the mina me jeans say. Intention yam coupon or no on ye na de said the mimishano son yen. Can't you see how you cannot really come and put your trust in? Please permit the strong word. It is idolatry that is like that. It is idols who try to influence to do what you want. Not Almighty God. He is the sovereign ruler. You come and seek His will, seek His mind, so you may bow to Him and His ways. Said ye beya, ye be to me a faso. anti sapape no fumo kasna enya no mpo ka ba kuso ka ka ho she verse 11 but Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. I even know the method he must use. This is amazing, isn't it? Minimum conquest that's all fasiano. So ba oh babani nyanko pondi, number one. Number two, or the minsafi fat kwatanaso. Dear friends, can I plead with you? The opposite is this. I come. If you are seeking the Lord to be his, you come and say, oh Lord, teach me thy way. How may I know thee? I come as through of my own pride and a sense that I can determine things for myself. Dear friends, if you love self-determination, you cannot be a child of God. Because those the Savior brings to himself, he pulls down that self-determination. Otherwise, who will be Lord over your life? You or the Lord? There cannot be two Lords. It cannot be me and the Lord. It cannot be. So I come to him that he may be my Lord and my all. Se me ba iradi eskiso wa jidie mwa. Me mba se me na me ba kasedie nyanko pon. And yet, on your not the ancient me. Let me fall back to crying saucer. Verse 12. Another one here. Not Abana and Pharpa, rivers of Damascus, better than all the rivers of Israel. May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. But penu buefu, or say, Aden. Me cromo cry and see what Ukraine, Ukrainian science, your bubble one day. Up till now, it's known for its purity and its the minerals and things that is in it, the value. And so, they were really very good rivers. And so, the man comes himself and say, what? There are better rivers in my hometown, even if it's only bathing in water. I have abundance in my country. Come on, I'm going. I'm filled with washing. I can wash in my own country. You know what he's doing? He's thinking, in his own mind he's thinking, oh, what the prophet is suggesting can equally be done by myself. I can accomplish it in my own home. And as long as that's the case, I am not bowing to his. I'm not listening to his. Or say, me chromo cry in sea, a ye papa cry, ever for a change or dining. Sincere the mingari dear, and ye make me a me chrome, never could your remedy. Now, friends, you do the same thing? Well, you want the Lord to have mercy upon you and wash you, and you begin to make a kind of a mental comparison. In fact, if you forgive me, was it last week or last 2 weeks? After a meeting, was the Bible said, forgive me that I say these things because I'm often in Cape because I want the bread, you know. Somebody came to me and said, so Pastor, what do you do if you really want to become a Christian and that you can even see some people who are members of a church whom you are better than? Into your own dream, no? Said yet, let me cut it. Well, Cape Coast, yes, sorry, you really are no be by me, Chamber Cassie, so for me, sir. So, me person, me crumble, Christian, ma'am, me shall soon look at me, weep you, mukra. One put the beer with some year members now, me crumble, and send me ye chain war. And it's weird again. So, Nayam in his own mind, there's better things in his own hometown than here. Dear friends, remember this. You will never trust the Lord Jesus Christ as long as there's any self-admiration in you. That has to be stripped. That has to go. You know why? You don't have admiration before God. None of us has. No one is admired by God. You don't have wonderful points. You may be proud about that, but you don't have them before God. So it's a lie. Don't believe it. Throw it away. Others may praise you, and others may perhaps even tell you, oh, you are better than this and that. Don't believe that, because they are not the judges. The judge of all the earth has perfect eyes. He judges the heart. He judges the motives. He judges the inner part of us, says the scripture. And so, don't believe those things. It's not true. Don't engage in mental comparison. Here am I. I want to become a Christian. And I'm engaging in mental comparison. Oh, I really don't think I'm that terrible. Because there are even more terrible persons who are even pastors these days. And so I don't think I'm that bad. I don't really think I'm one of those who need the mercy and forgiveness of God. Because I'm not that terrible. Oh, my dear friends. Remember that God will not judge you by comparing you with others. You stand before Him as an individual. And He deals with you according to His standard. And that is what you must face up to. The Ekatse says, so peso be radiva. When shall say and fence you with him? Say, ah. Now you see me and we me on a magic cry, me say. Me crown pay a sick, yes, say me a Christian you cry. Me a papa say be more, me a papa cry say as of we be mumpo. The sad year had entered me no mehu. Now you see, and yen you cry that. Obia hunti wa yanko point. Say a bimu come for day. Missel, please for your own soul's good. Plug your ears when people, human beings are pouring praise. Because they don't know you. Or they see the outside. God sees your whole being. Eradi hunt said you were thinking now. And so, you know the Baptist preacher who wrote that book, Pilgrim's Progress? Some of you may know that. When the man called a Christian was fleeing the city of destruction, and there were all kinds of voices calling upon him. Some were saying, oh, you have a nice family, why are you running away? Oh, you are. And others too were insulting him. You know what he did? He plugged his fingers into his ears and only cried, eternal life, eternal life. Don't believe the praise of men. It's because they don't know you. Only listen what God says about you. Only take seriously the fact that you know you are ill. You know your illness. You know you are sinful. You know you sin against God. Perhaps nobody sees it, but you know you tell lies. You know you get angry and overreact. You know you may even be bitter in your heart and hate people perhaps. You know perhaps your trust is in money and your hopes are built upon money. The Bible calls that idolatry. You know these things in your heart. Dear friend, face up to them. Own them up. And then take them to the Lord. Don't let the praise of mere men bring you to begin to do that mental comparison and so deceive your own soul. You will not come to salvation if you let these things rule you. So peso be radiva. Kaise wana weyare, wana winimu boni, nimpengi na e kamfudi. But wan kasa shawa. Na catch on say, come in, Miss Say. Ayo me din show. Minim se mi reshen yo mam. In your radi anka sana mitrino. Sa jin samin sa nyo meti say ho. Na fane nyimbremu. And na bre radin chembe shushin humo bro. Friends say yembre yimbrika. Now, so the man was angry. Do you know this? It is so sad, isn't it? His words it amounts to this. If he is not going to do as I want, I'm going away. Picture it. What do you call that? Pride. If it will not be done according to my taste, I'm done with it. I'll have nothing to do with it. I am the master. Oh, you are the master of your own healing. Miana miya apinini. So wo yana sedia meshu shedia. Endia meko. He was going away with his illness. Oh, but friends, our passage is so beautiful, we are thankful it doesn't end that way. Look at verse 13. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, If the prophet had busy do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, wash and be clean. Oh master, we dear Pacho, Tienkakra. Some question, yea, or catcher will say, ye be a kessia, didn't obey, yes, sir. But we dear, also could jariara. And then the man listened. Neoman listened. There was some teachability in him. Friends, it's the early seed of grace you see in people. When they become teachable, when it comes to spiritual things, when they are willing to be told what they must do, when they are asking, tell me what the Bible is saying, how can I become a Christian? When they've thrown away, I think, and they are willing to say, tell me what God says. And you know, what Elisha had said would have been only an expression of both humility and trust in God's word. And Naaman was missing it. Now he goes, verse 14. Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. But can you picture that in your mind? A leper was most miserable when you look at his body. And so usually, leper, in fact almost everywhere, their case is not seen, may cover themselves with their long sleeves, things like that. If the fingers have not begun to wear off, you may not see they are leprous. The thing may be on their skin alone. And so this man listens to the servants now. They ride down to River Jordan. And that's the only possible way. Naaman now, the military general, in the presence of his own servants, strips off perhaps his clothes. And everybody could see the patched skin. The various colors, that's what leprosy leaves your body. And here he is, exposed in his true form, walking down into the river. You know why I'm trying to explain this? Because there's a picture, a beautiful picture. It pictures how repentance is in a very beautiful way. If a person sincerely repents before God, he is willing to expose his heart to the Lord so that his corruption and uncleanness are laid bare. He's no longer covering it. He's no longer plucking excuses and blaming circumstances. He faces up to them and says, God, I have done them. I have said these things. I have spent my life this way. I did them. There's no reason. There's no excuse. I've no answer. I am a sinner. Here am I, leprous through and through. And so his case is exposed clearly before the sight of everybody. But I don't know whether any of them wondered, oh, master, is that how his body is like? Oh, is that how sick he is? We don't know. But as a matter, we're amazed. But friends, you see, in Nuhua, a Diemba, Iradius Christono, you for Nimbi, a Tisewom, yet Tia will be behavior of fire. Winning one. Iradius Christen, yea, for Yingina, ye shed out of a wood in your may affect a crack. The ye jar they have pro in a common one, Cassan. Over the radius of Christ, you face up to them. Ube radio, a radish shed your may. Mingle me ubia. Minka the way name, yes, sir. I don't know, yes, I miss me, yes, I mean, am I a bonnet? Minamit to say, a woman. another situation. You do not put your blame on anybody. You go to the Lord, my dear friends. Have you done that? Have you ever, friends, felt your need? Have you faced up to your life and what you've done? Which no abra bonka say name. The way we said you are bobra. And I'll be ready to come. How you ready with me, my bro? Mini amu ye bia we name. Ma yen your mindset. Oh, me a bunny. And when my brother na funny now. And yen your mobile kuana me no more. Leprosy in scriptures often a picture of sin because it covers the whole body. And so we say the repentant person recognizes how his sins are not 2 or 3 or 100. He says, Lord, I am a sinner. My whole life has been that is given to myself and my own ways. Now, friends, I have to rush on now. Something happens. Verse 15. And he returned. I beg your pardon, verse 14. And when he went down, and then went he down, and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Is that not wonderful? So the man was going to River Jordan. He dips in it 7 times, and he comes up. His skin is so clean. This description is quite powerful. It is like that of a little child. He's never known anything like that before. Friends, you know, Christian conversion has something in it you've never known before. Don't think, oh, I know what Christianity is. No, I've been working with Christians. There are Christians in my office. There are Christians in my home. There are Christians. I know what Christians. Of course you do not know it. You do not know anything. Can I challenge you? Do you know what it is like to have your sins forgiven? Do you know what it is like to rest all your hopes in the Lord Jesus Christ and to look upon Him alone and say, my trust is in nothing I can do. I am only a sinner. The Lord Jesus Christ laid down His life on Calvary to purchase forgiveness of sins for me. And I have yielded my life to Him. I'm not my own master. I don't rule myself anymore. He is my Lord and my own. Do you know anything like that? So you see, you may see Christians and how they behave and respond to things here and there, but you do not know their experience. What brought them to that state? What stripped away their pride? What made them not trust in this world and to have all their hopes in the Lord? Be brave with Christians. Some of them, and you are doing semi crammy fear, and now be a mere human, meaning Christian for be brave with her. They be winning. It says, we name Sedia, Nimpa Dene, Rea, Eshira, the Jesus Christ, and Kwamo, Na Eradian Fufro, we name way, and T, we name answer, Kodib Se, Wanka Sobe Swashe. This is why you must personally come and see. And the Lord does wonderful things. He will make you a new person. You won't become a sinless person, but the Lord will change you in such a way that you will not have interest in any sin. You will not delight in any sin. Every sin will become an enemy. You will fight even if you should fail in them. You rise up and say, I must wage a war against it. Because you love the Lord. Because your heart is His. Because you want to please Him. Wonderful thing happened. And here one with him when you yield your life to the Savior, trusting only what He did for sinners. Oh, friend, do not trust in anything. A hymn writer says, let no other trust intrude. Make be sure you are not resting your hopes on anything while you say with your lips, I trust in the Savior. And maybe be a embassy, and for we should be a minister, irradiates the Christian Kwan, friends. And so the man is blessed. And then look at verse 15. Let me tell you what happened, friends, because of the text. I'm reading this, and I'll tell you the thing that happened. And he returned to the man of God and all his company and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. There is no God. Friends, when you are converted and have been brought to prove the power of God to change you, you say, there's nothing worthy of my trust and my obedience and of my submission. And then he wanted to give the prophet a gift. You know, friends, you know why the prophet refused? Elisha refused. Look at it there. Verse 16. And he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. You know why he refused? Now, friends, the Lord's preachers must work in such a way so that we don't give anybody impression, especially if we're a person who are an outsider who doesn't know the Lord or things like this. We must work in such a way that we don't give the impression that what we need is your gift. It's the thing in your hand. We must work in such a way that we don't give you the impression that you can in any small way buy or earn God's blessing. We should work in such a way as to let you see that the mercy of God, the grace of God that saves you, that the blessing of God that comes upon you are entirely free, because the Lord Jesus Christ purchased it with his own blood. And so it is given freely. Yeah, you can write in a seminar. A radiation said, say, Ning Crawford, a Yankee Tongue, dear, and can caroma, or more a Ny Radi, or Mumbai Radi, yes, Christ of Juan, son. A thing one Yankee Tongue, dear, said, dear, or maybe when you said, or more ain't to me, and Fabibia and Menyan Copon, no more saying to me, and Yabibia and Towon Quadje. And so it is so important, friends, to remember the most important blessing of pardon and new life has to be free, because no one can earn it. No one can make any contribution to it. Dear friends, so never think, friends, I really want to encourage you, never think that any true church of the Lord Jesus Christ wants anything from you first. Never think that any true church of the Lord wants something physical from you first. No, rather we think we have something to offer you. We have something to give you freely. The grace of God to proclaim it to you and to show you how to find the forgiveness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Elisha and Yachedienu, this is the last thing, and I close. Now the man said, then I make two requests. Please, my first request is this: can I gather the dust of Israel? I'll put it on my mule. My mules are like a breed of horses and donkeys, we are told. Can I gather two muleful of dust from your country and take it back to my own country to build an altar on that, with that, so that I can offer an offering to God alone? The second request, he said, please, when I go back to my country, because I'm so close to the king, when the king is going into his idol temple, I go with him. In fact, he leans on me. In those days, important people were like, you always had it. That's how the term the right-hand man came from. See, that this person right at his side, that he leans upon to show that he's an important person. And Naaman was the king's right-hand man. As he said, when I have to accompany him as a matter of duty into his temple, and when he is bowing down, because he's leaning on me, when he's bowing down, I have to bow with him in order for him to be able to kneel down. May God forgive me, because I'm not bowing down to his idol, Raymond. I'm only doing my duty of helping him go down. May God forgive me. And Elisha said, yes, go in peace. Obisa ni oma mino. Ose, mesrawa. Metumi aso sadetye. Nami, ewe izo, hako mikroon. Nami, niko si afarabuchia. Sadi afani wakufanti. Afarabuchia no. Na, maba afaria waso. San se, radim kwa na meba afaria mano. Afis, mesrawa, miko mikroon wa. Ohino, mina mijina ni nchempa. Inti sa oko ni abosu mfi hono. Nasa oko sumwa. Nasa obonu mwasya. And I'm saying, no corner or put to or then insert to me since they send me some boom more as a sir. Some yes, they are in Feng Chemi. It's something yes, I was someone, then Pesamusum. Friends, I could conclude with these two things. I wish I had time to really expand a bit. I think I please bear with this because I have to combine the two languages, you see. So you have to listen double, isn't it? Some of you have to listen double. Some would change it two times, same thing. But, the first thing is that, did you realize that all these things, it wasn't Elisha who told him. It simply came to him. Friends, conversion is amazing. The very moment the Savior washes you, and you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you come to him in repentance, owning up what you've done, and cry to him to forgive you and cleanse you. There is a sense, we call that spiritual awareness, is infused into you because everything within you tells you, only God I must love, only God I must obey. He is my Lord, he must run my life. I cannot be a master anymore, I cannot do what I want. I cannot determine things on my own. I can't rise up and say, oh, ask for me. It's gone. I'm only always seeking the will of my God. Say, Radi Yesu Christo, be Radi Yesu Christo. You know, who no more born in now? And that's what we're ringing out to Radi Yesu Christo. Because say, ni abe Radi Yemba. Ne say, I'm person with betrayal. Ne say, Radi Tiyo. Because friends, this is an important. If you come crying to the Lord, watch and see if he has heard you. The day he washes away your sins, there will be a flow of body the way you are put from him. Or the sound don't be show up come on one. And then you'll be out to me yet. So for me, I need to know your dear. And I mean, one or the say, I'll come on. Sir, I dream any thing can say. Misha radi to me, I say. Mean cut to me to me yes said ye me pebio. Iradini minyan kopo me bomi mwa manun kwa me yesitia manun kwa yedimao. It's instinctual, you see. Oh, it's so beautiful thing. Conversion is a work of power. God must hear and put this in us. That's what strips away rebellion. And in Emma Iktiatu. If you are common, Mesimeye. It's gone. Yes, we'll be tempted to do that again. Oh, but we wouldn't like it. We wouldn't desire it. Because we are changed. And the second thing is this. This man realizes that he cannot really secretly sin against God. It's so beautiful thing. He'll be alone with his king. Back in his own country. If he bowed to that idol, who will see it? But his conscience is so awakened that he begins to plead, if I have to do that in the temple, may God forgive me. Because he knows that in my heart, I'm not worshipping that idol. Your conscience is giving a new life. So there's so many things when you are alone. If friends, it makes us sincere. It makes us genuine. You truly, whether you are alone or in the open, you want to be true. You want to be true to God. Because you know he watches. He sees you. It is the most beautiful, one of the beautiful parts of conversion, my dear friends. Mama, iradi, di oba ni cheno ya ofufra. And my wife wish asking will say, baby, me will be a woman. Me come in
na se me kwashe remon fie ho na me ne me master ekosmo why me be me Elisha na kwon do me and so no one tibo akachere no se evrade be me just say se ba se evrade me fine chen me e san se me dwuma ntine me me kwa ho now he will learn better. When he understands better, he will know that by and by, gradually, if he has to do that, then he has to break off that job. But at least initially, the sensitivity of his conscience is beautiful. Say, Radi, Amadi Tibua, Eyefu, former friends. See, when you come calling upon the Lord to save you, something truly happens. My dear friends, I close. Christianity, it's not an assumption. I assume that my sins are forgiven me. I assume that because I say with my lips, I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, I really trust Him. Why, it's not assumption. And when I called upon the Lord to wash me and change me, did He hear? Did He hear me? Did He show that He's answered me and changed me and given me a new heart? Did He show that? Oh, my dear friends, This is so important because God is a living God. Yambo in trim say see a be radin chair. Ye basaya. Ye ben yam kupon tia sing chain. Neso ti be was witin. Nawayen sakraika say. Ewayakum. Brennin chen se brother sense so humopro. No found branin chair.